The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on. Wow, where do we start? We're going to get to the Project Veritas story in just a minute. I want to set the record straight here on something that happened yesterday. I got to tell you, the most underappreciated people in America right now are Border Patrol agents. They are literally putting their lives on the line every single day. They are completely overwhelmed. Many of them now have come down with the China virus. Their families have become ill. And these guys are under attack from the Democrats in Washington, D.C., and these morons in the mainstream media. So I want to set the record straight here because I saw, and honestly, we probably should have talked about this yesterday before it became news. Because on Sunday, I actually saw this photograph. And as soon as I saw the photograph, I knew what the mainstream media was going to do. And sure enough, yesterday, you had all of these morons in the mainstream media taking a look at this photograph of Border Patrol agents on horseback as they were trying to round up these illegal aliens from Haiti. And one of the photographs showed an image of something that was dangling from the side of the horse. And these morons in the mainstream media actually thought that it was a whip, and almost immediately, they began the breathless reportings of border agents using what appeared to be a whip. That was the language they used to get away with their outright lie. Because based upon what I saw, nobody was whipping the illegal aliens. Quite frankly, they should have been expelled immediately from the country. So you've got these Border Patrol agents now being accused by Democrats and those in the media of using whips and hateful language to target the illegal aliens. One of the phrases they especially took offense at was one of the Border Patrol agents told the Haitians to go back to Mexico. That apparently is somehow hateful language. But again, I see nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's where they came from. And there are people out there like Nancy Pelosi now calling for an investigation. The White House says, oh, it's horrendous, but it's not true. None of this is true. It's a lie, ladies and gentlemen, a lie. The agents were not whipping anyone. As a matter of fact, we know that, and honestly, all you had to do, all these reporters had to do, was call Border Patrol headquarters, talk to their public affairs officer, and ask the public affairs officer, hey, here's a photograph. What's that dangling from the side of the horse? And they would have been able to explain it in under 10 seconds. And there would not have been a story here. And I know that because that's what we did. I called up Border Patrol and said, hey, what can you tell us what's happening in this photograph? But that's not what the mainstream media did. Instead, they just went with what they thought was happening. Because in their minds, they literally believe that every single day, Border Patrol agents are going out there and they're beating illegal aliens with whips and chains and crushing them under the weight of the horse. That's what they believe. Yes, I know that's outrageous. I know it's ridiculous, but that's what they believe. So again, the cord that was dangling from the horse happens to be called a rein. They were called reins. They used that to guide the horse, not beat illegal aliens. But again, this is what happens when journalists speculate instead of investigate. And the sad reality is most of those reporters, and I know Nancy Pelosi, they would not know the front end of the horse from the back end. And now you've got the Democrats trying to change the narrative about what's happening south of the border. By the way, Secretary Mayorkas, head of Homeland Security, was talking about all of this, the chaos. And here's what he had to say, cut number one.
We have reiterated that our borders are not open and people should not make the dangerous journey. Individuals and families are subject to border restrictions, including expulsion. Irregular migration poses a significant threat to the health and welfare of border communities and to the lives of the migrants themselves and should not be attempted.
All right, so here you have the Homeland Security Secretary saying the border is not open. In other words, there's really nothing going on down there because people are not allowed to get across our border because the border is closed. That's what Mayorkas is saying here. But that turned out to be a lie as well. Anyone with working, functioning eyeballs can see that for themselves. Ask the good people in Del Rio, Texas, where their population, 36,000, has now exploded to over 47,000 in just over a weekend because of the illegal aliens, 15,000 who have turned our border literally into a third world hellhole. It's horrible, the conditions down there. But the Homeland Security Secretary says, don't believe all of that stuff. Here's our truth. This is what we believe is going on. It doesn't matter what the truth actually is. This is their version of the truth. Peter Doocy from Fox News, the son of Steve Doocy, the morning show host on the Curvy Couch, asked Jen Psaki about this at the White House press briefing. And he said, well, wait a second. We're also hearing reports that none of these illegals are being vaccinated or asked for their vax papers before they cross into the country. Why is that? What is going on? Cut number two.
The question about what's going on at the border, is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. These are individuals, as we've noted and as we've been discussed, we are expelling individuals based on Title 42. Specifically because of COVID, because we want to prevent a scenario where large numbers of people are gathering, posing a threat to the community and also to the migrants themselves. So those are the policies that we put in place, in large part because, again, the CDC continues to recommend Title 42 be in place, given we're facing a global pandemic.
Where's the vice president on any of this? Isn't she supposed to be addressing the root causes of migration?
Absolutely.
Okay, so where is the vice president? I'll tell you where she is. She's at Howard University hanging out with the football team. I wonder if the mister knows about that. But going back to Jen Psaki, by the way, can you just imagine being married to her, that voice, that attitude? I mean, just whiny all the time. Jeez-a-loo. But, and also, just FYI, the back and forth between Jen Psaki and Peter Doocy, the son of Steve, over at Fox News, it's all make-believe. There's a story out about how they all like to pal around together when the lights are all, you know, when the lights and the cameras are turned off. So it's all for show. They all hang out together. It's just so sickening what's happening in cable news right now. But anyway, let's get back to what Jen Psaki told us. She delivered some news for us. She says the reason why we're not expelling the illegal aliens is because the China virus apparently does not cross over the river, the Rio Grande. The China virus, for whatever reason, doesn't travel well. She says that the fact of the matter is we're not going to keep, it's okay that we're not testing these people. It's okay that they don't have their vaccine papers because they're just here for a little while. Okay, what does that mean? The China virus doesn't kick in for, 15, 20 minutes? Why don't you go ask the Border Patrol agents that question? I guarantee you they will have a different answer. So anyway, here we are. You say, Todd, what is going on? It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Because these are the same people that tell us if we host a birthday party for our 7-year-old, we're going to kill grandma. These are the same people that say if you go to church, you could infect people and people could die in your church house. And then they turn around and what do? They walk the red carpet at the Emmys. They go out there dancing in the fancy nightclubs. They go out there singing happy birthday to Barack Hussein Obama. Why is that? They're telling us one thing when reality is totally different. Well, it's very simple, and it is really a philosophical issue we're dealing with here. Modern society contends that truth is no longer absolute. It doesn't matter if you are standing there watching 15,000 illegal aliens, a horde of illegals invade your country. If the government says it's not happening, that's their truth. And who are you? Who are you to question their truth, even though your eyeballs are seeing the invasion right before your very eyes? You see, in today's society, everybody has their own version of the truth. Everybody has their truth. So when you've got a woman who wants to get engaged to an oak tree, you have to accept that she is an ecosexual because that is her truth. Watch out for the poison ivy. Everybody has their own version of the truth. But here's the big problem, and it's a glaring problem that nobody wants to address. The question is, what happens when your version of the truth conflicts with my version of the truth? Whose truth takes precedent? Well, now we know the answer, and the answer is chaos. That's what we have right here in America, folks. We have chaos. So the question is, where do we go from here? Where do we go? It's called 2022. And we've got a lot of work to do between now and Election Day, but we've got to do our best to get out there and elect candidates who are going to put a stop to this invasion of our country. By the way, you really think all those illegals are going back to Haiti? You really think that we're sending those illegals back to Haiti? I don't think so. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, and you can see all of these stories. We have all of these stories video for you, toddstearns.com. By the way, in just under 3 hours now, our newsletter is coming out, and I would encourage you, if you have not already done so, subscribe to that newsletter. You're going to be getting information, news, content that will be blocked by social media. That's why we want you to have our free newsletter available at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
I know a lot of you folks are really into healthy eating, which is why I want to tell you about our new friends at Uprising Food. They have cracked the code on healthy bread. You simply can't find something this healthy that tastes this good and this fresh. Only 2 net carbs per serving, 6 grams of protein, and 9 grams of fiber. Uprising is offering our listeners $10 off the starter bundle. That includes 2 superfood cubes and 4 packs of Freedom chips. Go to uprisingfood.com/Todd and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's uprisingfood.com/Todd to get $10 off your first purchase of the starter bundle. There's a new poll out in Iowa, Des Moines Register. So this is a big deal. Des Moines Register has a brand new poll out on President Biden. His approval rating is 31%. That is an all-time low. Those who disapprove of the president's performance in office, 62%. Goodness, you know the Democrats are looking at this and they're going, holy smokes, we're in big trouble. Yes, they are. And I say good. I'm shocked it's that high. 31%, the approval rating ought to be hovering around 5. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Terry in Chicago wants to weigh in. All right, Terry, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Hey, I wanted to tell a quick story. I was in a liquor store with a Democrat, and we both had our masks on because in Chicago area, you have to have masks. Well, the guys behind the counter didn't have masks on, so the lady starts, you know, lecturing them about masks. Well, I was trying to be good. I was quiet, didn't say anything, but she kept chirping at him. So finally, after she gets her lottery ticket, she kept chirping at him. So finally, I just said, you know what? I've had enough. So I told her, I said, well, you know, you don't really need a mask anyways. They don't work according to your flip-flop Fauci. And, of course, everybody in there started laughing when I said that. She goes, oh, that's not true. And I said, no, he said that. So I Googled it for her while she walked over to check her lottery tickets, and I showed her where Fauci said that they don't work and, you know, that they only work with a droplet. She's like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. And I said, you know, that's typical of a Democratic Party. You don't like the truth, do you? And I walked away.
Good for you, Terry. Look, no, it's true. They don't want to be educated when presented with facts.
Don't want truth or facts. Nope.
That's it. You're right. It's mind-boggling, Terry, but good for you. And maybe she will go back home and you know, study up on this. But people have completely lost their ever-loving minds.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. You know, I just wanted to get my lottery ticket. Geez, I didn't win, though, but that's okay.
Well, you know, better luck next time there, Terry. Thanks for listening, and give us a holler back one of these days. I love that story. But it's true. You cannot reason with these leftists. They don't want, when confronted with actual facts, they don't want to hear that. And we get these calls a lot on this radio program, and we try to talk them down. We try to reason with these lefties, but they don't want to be reasonable. By the way, we've got some video up on our website. A black guy goes into the Cheesecake Factory in Queen Center, which is right there in New York City, and he's just wanting to have a good meal, and they demand that he turn over his vaccination papers. And he refused to do so. So they actually called the police, and the guy was polite. He wasn't causing a scene. He just was not going to show them his vaccine papers. And so they called the cops, and the cops gave the guy and his family the heave-ho. By the way, Grace, I like the Cheesecake Factory, but I got to tell you, the menu, it's way too long.
It's too many choices.
Way too many. You got to narrow it down.
Please. Half the time you spend, you know, at the meal, you're just trying to figure out the menu. Wasted an hour.
I've got a mask story from yesterday.
Oh, no.
I hate going anywhere now because you never know what you're going to run into. So I'm down at the Kroger in Germantown, which is the neighborhood of the suburb I live in. And for one thing, I don't know what's going on with Kroger, but they've completely remodeled the entire and they've moved the shelves. So everything is – so now people are completely lost in the supermarket.
Oh, no.
Why do they do that?
They just want to keep you on your toes.
Why do they need to move the salad dressing aisle and the condiment aisle? And why do they need to put that where, I don't know, the wine is now? I don't understand that. It makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any logical sense.
So anyway, I'm heading over to the deli. They've got good fried chicken. And I thought, you know what? I'm in the mood for fried chicken. So I'm over at the deli. For 15 minutes, Grace, 15 minutes, there are six people there, and there's one person, and it is taking forever.
Yep.
So I'm doing the math here, and I'm thinking, I'm going to be here 45 minutes to get a bucket of chicken. I should have just gone to Chick-fil-A. So anyway, I go over, and I was going to ask the, that they had that customer service desk.
Sure.
And I was going to tell them, hey, can you guys get some help over to the deli? The guy looks at me, and he says, can I help you? And he goes, oh, you must need a mask. And I said, no, I'm good. No, but you need a mask. I'm good. Thank you. He was trying to get me to mask up.
And what'd he do after that?
Nothing. Because, I mean, because half the store was not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So.
Well, at my local Kroger, I tried to go in the other day, and they've got people posted at the door again, so.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, want to say a very special hello to all of our good friends and listeners out across Nevada. Our good friend Wyatt Cox, he heads up the Nevada Talk Network. And they do a terrific job out there all over the state of Nevada. They're sort of like the conservative blowtorch of Nevada. I mean, that's who they are. But Wyatt sending us a very kind note. You know, this noon to three time slot, Grace Baker, in the radio world, it is fiercely competitive.
It's quite coveted.
Yes, and what's really interesting is the other guys, and I'm not going to name names.
Those other guys.
But they know our audience is awesome, and so they've got their people contacting our stations all the time, saying, why don't you dump Starnes, why don't you pick up... But you know what? Our stations are loyal. They're having a great time getting great response from listeners, getting great response from advertisers.
They know how good they've got it.
Yeah. So they're very happy. So keep trying, other guys. And
other guys.
What gets me is, you know, we don't play that game here. We do our show, Grace, and that's what we do.
Haters gonna hate.
We're not out there trying to destroy other talk radio hosts. I wish that was not the case with these other guys, but we're not going to stoop to that level. Amber Costner sends us a very lovely card. It's got a dog.
I love that.
On the
a
cover.
A patriotic dog.
With an Uncle Sam hat.
Yes.
Those of you watching on the Facebook Live, you can see the card.
It's a Basset Hound puppy.
Is that what it is? Yep. Basset Hound puppy. Mr. Starnes, my name is Amber. I live in Arkansas. I listen to you on the KWAM website. I called in, spoke with you, and afterwards you sent me a copy of Our Daily Biscuit. I have truly enjoyed the book. I just wanted to drop a note to say thank you, your faithful listener, Amber.
No.
Well, Amber, thank you for the kind. And we always love notes and cards, and we try to read those on the air when they come in. And we're just very thankful to count you, Amber, as a listener of this radio program. By the way, one final note of business. You folks in North Georgia, so WDUN listeners, pay attention. Also, WRWH Radio, we're going to be in Cleveland, Georgia on Friday doing the show live from Truett McConnell University. So we would love for you to come down and be a part of our audience, noon to 3 Eastern. That's noon to 3 Eastern. And you can call the university and they will tell you where we will be broadcasting. This is all part of our Big Faith and Freedom Celebration. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be in town. and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we would love to see you come out and be a part of that. Again, Friday, noon to 3 Eastern, Truett McConnell University. All right, let's talk about Project Veritas. Those guys have acquired some undercover video and audio that we're going to play for you. This is a federal whistleblower. Now, we've been talking about this for quite some time on the program, that the federal government has been withholding information about the negative consequences of taking the vaccine. The reports we're getting, and they're sort of sporadic, but the reports we are getting are very disturbing. We're talking about thousands and thousands of people who have been suffering severe side effects from the China virus vaccines, especially children. And they are hell-bent on making sure your child gets jabbed in the arm. Now, here's something for you to consider, and if you're a parent, and just hear me out. There is, if you're looking at percentage-wise, children are among the least likely to get the virus, and children are the most likely to recover if they do get the virus. But we're also discovering that many, 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 many children are suffering severe heart problems after getting the vaccine, which is one of the reasons why they sent out a warning last week regarding one of the vaccines and children. And that's one of the reasons the FDA Advisory Committee did not support or did not approve the booster shot, because of the serious health impact it was having on children. And now we know why. So a registered nurse who works for the federal government, the Department of Health and Human Services, her name is Jody O'Malley, and she works for the Phoenix Indian Medical Center in Arizona. So she sat down with Project Veritas. She agreed to wear a wire, and she recorded conversations with a doctor, Dr. Maria Gonzalez, giving her opinion about the vaccines. Let's take a listen.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath. Okay, now his BNP is elevated, D-dimer elevated, ALT, all his liver enzymes are elevated, his PT, PTINR is
He's
elevated.
He's got myocarditis.
Yes!
Oh, this is
And now, let's see.
It's probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
Oh,
it
yes.
happened. Right. What is it? 60 days after, if you see anything?
They have got to.
But
they
how many people report. Are reporting?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
So let me explain what's going on there. So you had Jody O'Malley, the nurse, talking to this doctor, Dr. Gonzalez, and they were talking about another doctor who did not report that the individual, the 30-some-odd-year-old guy, and the patient here is in his 30s, he got the vaccine, second dose, and now he's suffering from myocarditis, but nobody reported that. This is unbelievable. We have the entire 10-minute undercover video for you to watch on our website, toddstearns.com. Later on today, a second undercover video is going to drop. Are you surprised here, though, folks? Are you surprised to hear that the government, we're talking about the Department of Health and Human Services, is actually covering up, not reporting these cases where people are getting sick from getting the vaccine? Again, perfectly healthy person. They go in, they get the vaccine, and the next thing you know, they're suffering from heart trouble. Grace, it sounds like somebody else you and I both know very well.
Can't think of anybody.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this was the exact same issue with me, except I stopped at the first one. And now I'm constantly getting hounded by the state health department. How come you haven't got your vaccine? You're late for your second dose. Keep on waiting, baby, because I'm not getting it. Fool me once, as the saying goes.
It'll be a longer wait than waiting for that fried chicken at Kroger.
Well, you got that right. I mean, it's good fried chicken, but
not that good.
Not that good. May as well, if I'm going to wait, I'll wait in the Popeye's fried chicken line for that. Jeez, aloo. So again, folks, this should not surprise you that this is happening. But there are many people all over this country, and they are going through the exact same issue. And nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our good friend Mike Lindell wants you to start doing your Christmas shopping right now, ladies and gentlemen. And Mike is offering us some great deals on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Ultra soft and breathable, extremely durable. And by the way, those Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Folks, Mike is offering us the sale of the year for a limited time. You're going to get 50% off the Giza Dream sheets, and you're going to get a set for as low as $49.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. You will find not only this amazing offer, but plenty of other great discounts on MyPillow products, the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and, of course, that awesome MyPillow doggy bed that Merlot loves so very much. Folks, we've got, again, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506, and, again, use that promo code STARNS.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. First night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS. So David Frum writing on social media that it's time to crack down on the parents of children who are not vaccinated. David Frum says that we ought to start banning the state should issue orders banning unvaccinated children from public schools and also from Little League. So David Frum says that your child should not be able to play Little League if they are not vaccinated. Also, in Texas, and we've got this story up, or we're going to have this story up on our website soon, we have video of a mom explaining what happened to her child when she took that child to the doctor. So they have a pediatrician, and the pediatrician, they were going through whatever rigmarole they go through, asking all the questions, and they said, hey, has your child been vaccinated? She goes, no, I'm not getting my kid vaccinated. They said, sorry, you're going to have to find a new doctor. And they made the lady leave with her child. The doctor would not see the child. I mean, this is evil stuff going down, folks. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. K, North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hi, K, what's on your mind?
Well, I just happened to hear about something, and I did a little research. There is a U.S. patent out, the numbers 111-07588, and it has to do with what can be injected into our bodies through, I guess, possibly these vaccines. And that it can transmit back your location, what time of day it is, your heart rate, your temperature, and there are many references within that patent that said mentioned COVID-19. I don't know enough technical information to understand it myself, but I would just like somebody to do more research on it and explain it where we can understand it.
Kay, I'm unfamiliar with this patent, but I wrote down, we got the numbers here, and we'll look into that. This is the first I'm hearing about this. So what you're describing is basically you get this vaccine, and all of a sudden they've got some way to track you within your bloodstream. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh.
It sounds like the chip theory that was
Mark of the Beast.
Conspiracy theory, but is it possible now? This is dated August the 31st, 2021.
Well,
U.S. patent.
Well, we'll look into that, Kay. Give me those patent numbers again.
It's 111-07588.
All right, we're going to look into that and find out what the heck that's all about. Jeez, Alou. That's the last thing we need to... You don't want people knowing where you're going and where you've been. It's just crazy. Kay, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening to us, and we'll check that out. Let's go to Roger in Maine, WLOB, the Big Lobster. Hey, Roger, what's up?
Todd, good afternoon. I just wanted to share with you, we've spoken before about what happened to my wife coming down with cancer right after her second shot. I have an appointment on Thursday with my wife, going into her oncologist, and I'm going to record that that appointment with her. I'm going to record my discussion with her oncologist, and then I will share that with you, because you won't believe what comes out of that doctor's mouth when I ask questions about the vaccination.
What does he say, Roger? Give me an example.
They say it could have nothing to do with what's going on, and completely dismiss it.
Now you see, Roger, here's the deal. So when I went through my episode after getting the vaccine, you know, my doctors told me the same thing, but you know who told me something otherwise? That was the staff. The staff of the hospital, when I was going in for this test and that test and, you know, just a small talk, these technicians would tell me, you know what? We have seen similar things happen. We've got other patients in the hospital that are going through the same thing you're going through. Roger, that tells me that there is a cover-up, and that Project Veritas video that we have up on our website is proof positive. And so you're telling me that you're going to be able to get us some audio.
I'll record the whole thing, and, you know, we're getting ready to lose literally hundreds, maybe thousands of employees at a really big medical center here because they're not satatisfied with the way things are going and the direction that the whole system is going into.
Roger, we have heard reports.
We're being poisoned.
We have heard reports, Roger, that thousands of government workers have already left their jobs. Thousands. Nobody's reporting on this, and we're tracking down the information. But nobody's reporting on this. So this is crazy stuff. Roger, you let us know what happens. Let us know when you get that audio. Appreciate you calling in. We've got another clip from the Project Veritas, this undercover audio. Let's take a listen to that.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got probably myocarditis.
Yes.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
So Chris Rock, the comedian, he's a funny guy, by the way. Several years ago, he was going off and did a routine, and it's just too profane for us to rebroadcast. But he was talking about these pharmaceutical companies and how it's really for them. It's not about finding a cure. It's not about finding the cure. It's about providing medicine to make you feel better, because that's where the money is. And so he said these pharmaceutical companies, they have no incentive to go out there and find the cure, because they're making hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on the drugs. And I was somebody sent that to me, and over the weekend, word came out that Chris Rock has a very bad case of the China virus. And of course, we hope he gets better. But the reality is, and this is the kick in the pants, Chris Rock is fully vaccinated. So here you have fully vaccinated Chris Rock, now all of a sudden getting a horrific case of the China virus, even though he has a vaccine. What is the point of a vaccine if it's not going to protect you from the virus? So now you have Chris Rock out there on social media saying, folks, this is really, really, really bad, and you need to get yourself vaccinated. Well, why would I do that, Chris Rock? I'm perfectly healthy. I'm going to go out there and get the vaccine, and then I'm going to get a really bad, nasty case of the China virus. I think the average American is sitting back at home and looking at all of this, and they're seeing all the Democrats out there preaching doom and gloom while then turning around, putting on tuxedos, and going out and partying the night away. And we're sitting here going, wait a second, something's not adding up here. Perfectly healthy people, they get the vaccine, and all of a sudden they either drop dead or they can't move their body parts. Somebody want to explain that? What's really going on? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, again, toddstearns.com. Hey, folks, we've got a great rest of the show coming up. Franklin Graham is on the road, Route 66, and he is leading a series of great revival meetings. We're going to be talking to Franklin Graham. Congresswoman Nancy Mace is going to drop by in just a little while. Also, Emerald Robinson coming up right after your top of the hour news break. Emerald from Newsmax, and she goes toe-to-toe with Jen Psaki all the time. I don't think they pal around. And the Radio Roundtable, Jeff Katz, Mary Walter. We're going to have a great convo with our good friends there on the radio side. Folks, we do have to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is not good. This information coming in from Texas. Turns out there's a briefing between the governor of Texas and the Border Patrol Union. And Border Patrol Union says that a gang of illegal alien invaders that was on a bus being driven from Del Rio to another location. Well, it turns out that they overtook the staff and they fled from the bus. So now you have illegals on the run in the great state of Texas. You know what my recommendation is? Get those Border Patrol agents on horseback. Get those folks corralled. Unbelievable. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. Good to have you with us today. President Biden, just a few seconds ago, was asked about the situation at the border. Biden's up at in New York City at UN, at the United Nations. And Biden, they asked if things are going to get better at the border, if they're under control. And Biden says they will be under control, which implies that things are not under control. And where's Kamala Harris? What is she doing? This is her job. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us the Newsmax White House correspondent traveling with the president, Emerald Robinson. Emerald, good to have you with us today.
Hi, Todd. Always great to join you.
All right. So the Biden administration, I mean, we heard Jen Psaki yesterday. They must be living in some sort of an alternate universe because we all can see with our eyes what's really going on down at the border.
Well, no, Todd, you clearly are not seeing it correctly because according to Jen Psaki, they're only here to stay for, you know, a day or so. And that's it. So they don't have to tag their vaccine passports or require any proof of vaccination or quarantine. Look, this is often what we've seen from this administration. D.C. is very far from the southern border, and we see officials, not just Jen Psaki, talk about an alternate reality situation at the border that doesn't exist, a much rosier picture. And when you go down there, and you see what's happening, even for me, who, you know, Todd, I've covered immigration and border policy for years. I made my first trip to the border a couple months ago, and it was really startling to see it in real life. And I saw that one of my colleagues who reports at the border all the time suggested that, you know, people in the White House need to come down there and see it for themselves. And it's not often that you hear someone in the field like that make that kind of remark.
Are people talking about the vice president, why she is not at the border?
Well, Jen Psaki was asked that yesterday. Essentially, where is the vice president in all this? She's essentially the border star, but by proxy of addressing root migration causes. And Jen Psaki said, "Oh yeah, she's still working on those. You know, she's addressing root causes of migration, but we haven't heard from Kamala Harris since her trip to Guatemala and Mexico, which has been some time ago now." Except for to push progressive agendas.
Emerald Robinson on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Emerald, I'm curious about how the other reporters in the White House in the White House treat you as a reporter from Newsmax. Are they treat you as one of the guys, or is there some disdain there?
I mean, largely they treat me with respect, and I would say 80% of them treat me with respect. And, you know, we're in a mutual space working, and it's very tight quarters, and we get along. And you'll be surprised. I mean, you probably wouldn't be surprised to know that a lot of them are spewing the points that are given to them by their network execs or their news directors, and they question it quietly, what is going on. But then there are about 20% activists as well, who are not really necessarily reporters, but Democrat activists. And, you know, they snicker when I ask a question, and they write things on Twitter about me. And but you know what? They never say anything to me. They just put it on Twitter.
Yeah, because they're cowards. You know, they're cowards. But they're also morons, Emerald. And I bring this up, and I mean, if you want to name names, feel free to. But these people are morons. The idea that Border Patrol agents are whipping illegal aliens on the backs of horses, that's just outrageous. That is offensive. But what's even more offensive is their utter stupidity and the fact they can't pick up the phone and call Border Patrol and ask what the heck that was on the horse.
Well, they don't want to, Todd, because then it would dispel the narrative. It's easier to let it run with the narrative they want. And then when you issue the correction, which comes too late and is too little in visibility, there's really no consequences for misreporting. They get the sensational story headline that fits into the ideology that they want it to. Everyone sees that, and then the correction isn't shared as often. And most people don't even know that it was discredited or debunked.
Emerald, what are we expecting to hear from the president today? Is he going to go before the reporters? It's been, what, 5 or 6 days now since he's taken questions from reporters.
You know, that's a great question, Todd, and I just don't expect much in that way. He barely answered a question at the top of the bilateral meeting with Australia Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He will be meeting in a bilat with Boris Johnson later today. That's at the White House. But what we see is they don't even remember how Donald Trump took so many questions at the top of these meetings, and even the foreign leaders did. We just don't see that with Biden, and there's just not the accessibility. He doesn't do press conferences really that aren't extremely controlled. He takes a very small amount of questions. But Jen Psaki yesterday tried to make it sound like, oh, he's so transparent and available. I mean, he answered he answered 4 or 5 questions last week.
Oh,
that's the week that
sakes.
Everything was burning down, you know?
So who's out there yelling in the background? Is that Jim Acosta?
You know, Jim Acosta is MIA in the Biden administration. You know, the one time I saw Jim Acosta was at the border when I went, and he came there to yell at Donald Trump.
Jeez, look.
At the border a few months ago. Well, but no, outside the UN, there's lots of different groups protesting. There's people protesting for the Afghan refugees. There's the Falun Dong, who are as they always have for years, protested the Chinese Communist Party. And there's also the Brazilians protesting Bolsonaro. So there's just a mix. I wish I should have sent you a picture. It's quite the scene, though. It's very different from UN General Assembly's past. It really was one of my favorite events to cover, Todd, because you had such access to people, the ones who are actually making foreign policy, the people you don't usually get to see or talk to at the State Department, foreign dignitaries, foreign advisors, and you see how the sausage is kind of made and these deals being made. And there's just no access this time.
My goodness. All right. Well, Emerald, have fun out there. And look, go get them. And hopefully we'll hear from the president. You do a terrific job asking the questions nobody else is going to ask. So well done. Emerald Robinson, ladies and gentlemen, from Newsmax TV. Thanks. Thanks, Emerald.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. You know, I remember when I lived in New York City, that was the worst time to be in New York City because they shut down everything. All of the major roadways. You had the FDR, which is the big highway that runs alongside the east side. Then you've got the bridges, and traffic is just a mess. And, of course, the UN is right at the base of 42nd Street, which is a major, major artery, traffic artery, and you can't get anywhere. And then when you've got I remember back when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was there. Remember him? Mahmoud, he wanted to blow Israel off the face of the earth, but he was a nice guy. He was speaking out at Columbia University, and you basically had to walk if you wanted to get to Columbia. Terrible situation out there. All right, look, we've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got a question for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Have been following this weird story about the YouTuber. Her name is Gabby Petito, and she went missing, and now the boyfriend is pretty much he's the guy they're looking at. He's gone missing now. They found the body, and they're doing an autopsy, and the guy's family, though, is pretty shady. And the thinking here is that maybe the family knew what had happened, and they're helping the son cover up the crime. Grace, do you follow these kinds of stories? I mean, these crime stories. This it's like the entire country is watching this.
Well, yeah, and now with social media too, you've got YouTubers and TikTokers involved because they'll make whole videos dedicated to this case, right? And you just sit there and watch them go through the whole thing.
Now, were you a follower of this Gabby Petito?
At first, or you mean like on social media?
Yeah, on social
media.
No,
I wasn't. I wasn't aware of her. But after I found out about the story, I looked her up, and she has a very public profile and also like a YouTube vlogging channel.
Nomadic Static is what her channel is called on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I guess so. She and the boyfriend, they've been living together. They were
fiance.
They were fiance, but they were still living together.
Yeah.
And so they were out on this very long journey, and
they were road tripping.
And so they were out west. There was an incident with police. Somebody saw them arguing. They say that he slapped her. Police were called, and she says, "No, I slapped him." Mm-hmm. And the police were like, "Oh, for God's sake!" And they let him go. And then a couple of days later, poof, she's gone. And then all of a sudden, somebody's posting stuff to her social media pages, and they think that he was doing that. And he was reading some sort of a weird book, I believe.
Yes.
What was it called?
Annihilation.
And what was it? What was the storyline there?
It was like about like it sounded like it was a book about ways to like kill people, like different people, different ways people were killed. And I was like, whoa, that's a red flag if I've ever seen one.
So if I'm driving, let's say I've got a fiance, we're driving in the middle of the forest, and the fiance is reading a book on how to kill people and get away with it. I'm dropping that person off.
Oh, so this is the book allegedly that he was reading, and here it is. It's called Annihilation, and the book describes a team of four women who set out into an area, and the area is abandoned and cut off from the rest of civilization. That's freaky.
You know, it's like the horror movies when you're watching a horror movie and you're talking to the people on the screen. Do not go into the house in the middle of a storm, you know, that looks like the Addams Family.
Don't go into the state park.
Don't open that door. So they're from New York. They're from Long Island. But his family lives in Florida. And so they've been hauled in. The parents have been hauled in. They've been questioned. I don't think anybody's been charged.
Not yet.
They can't find the guy.
Yeah, so the guy came back without her and was like, I don't know where she is.
In her van.
Yes.
It was her van.
And then he, quote unquote, disappears. He clearly is running.
And I was reading one of the reports. They say he disappeared in an area that is filled with alligators. That is not a good sign.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if we're going to... I don't know. Will they be able to find this guy?
I don't know.
Here's what gets me. Would you, if you had a family member and they committed a crime like this, they went out there and killed somebody, would you cover up for them or would you turn them in?
Turn them in. You've got to follow the law.
Really? You would turn in a beloved family member if they went out there and killed somebody?
If I knew they had done it, yes.
If you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt,
yes,
that why would you do that?
Well, first of all, if you don't say anything, you could potentially be dragged in along with them.
So you could be charged.
You could
be. All right, so you're looking out for your own behind.
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
But also, you know, I just think if it was, you know, my family member that had been killed, I would want justice.
You see, I would do the same thing. I would, you know, if Kyle killed somebody, I would, Kyle, I would turn you in. No offense, but, you know, that's, you know.
You want to defend yourself.
Well, I know who I'm not telling.
Well, I'm just saying, it is what it is.
Jeez.
So I'm curious. I'd like to know what our listeners think about that. I mean, if you had a loved one and they committed a crime, would you turn them in? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Grace, meanwhile, Joy Reid. Wow, she's homophobic and she's racist.
She's awful.
She's a terrible human being. But anyway, here's what she had to say about the missing woman.
If you've been watching the news for the past few days or on Twitter or TikTok, you're probably familiar with the name Gabby Petito, the 22-year-old aspiring social media influencer who was reported missing after her fiancé returned from their van life excursion without her. On Sunday, human remains believed to be Petito's were found in a national park in Wyoming. An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow to confirm the identity. Now, it goes without saying that no family should ever have to endure that kind of pain. And the Petito family certainly deserve answers and justice. But the way this story has captivated the nation has many wondering, why not the same media attention when people of color go missing? Well, the answer actually has a name, missing white woman syndrome, the term coined by the late and great Gwen Ifill to describe the media and public fascination with missing white women like Lacey Peterson or Natalie Holloway, while ignoring cases involving missing people of color.
Wow. So missing white woman syndrome, apparently that's like a thing. And, we're going to talk about this with our good friend Jeff Katz and Mary Walter, because she does have an interesting point. And Grace, talking about Joy Reid here, it does seem like the only big missing people stories involve good-looking white women, specifically blondes.
Yeah, I've noticed the trend with blondes.
Right?
It is interesting. I mean, when she said that, I'm like, you're crazy, but you're right.
No,
like,
she's not crazy,
when you look it up, you're like,
crazy.
Wow, all the ones that come to my mind, blonde white women.
I mean, they're horrible, horrible tragedies.
Of
but
course.
Who gets to decide? I mean, are they looking at, like, do they have, like, I don't know, headshots of all the victims? And they're like, okay, yeah, this one would resonate with the viewers.
They're
with
planning
the
next viewers. Documentary, probably.
I'm telling you, it's, you know, this is going to be on Netflix. Somebody's already developing. It's probably already under development.
Which is sad, but true.
All right, hang tight. What would you do, folks? One of your family members commits a crime like that. Do you turn them in? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. right, folks, just a reminder, Friday we'll be doing the show in front of a live audience at Truett-McConnell University as we kick off our Faith and Freedom Celebration. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be our very special guest. We're going to have a lot of fun on Friday, so come on out. If you'd like information, just call the university there, Truett-McConnell University, and we're going to have a lot of fun on Friday's show. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So always fun to have a radio convo with our good friends, Jeff Kantz from WRVA in Richmond, Virginia, and our good friend Mary Walter. Mary, are you by way of Baltimore-ish? Is that a good descriptor?
No, I am a born and bred Jersey girl.
Is that right?
Yes.
How did I not know that?
I don't know, because I do not really go out of my way to hide. It's kind of hard to hide. So, you know, I guess it comes in and out. You know, when I need it, I call on those powers.
Jeff, I know what she's talking about, and I suspect you do as well.
I absolutely do. I fear, Todd, you may be outnumbered by the Yankee invasion at this point, but
it's all we'll good. All right. You know, no, I get it, guys. We were talking about this crazy story, this missing YouTuber, and Joy Reid brought up an interesting point. Guys, can we play this audio clip again from Joy Reid talking about missing white woman syndrome?
If you've been watching the news for the past few days or on Twitter or TikTok, you're probably familiar with the name Gabby Petito, the 22-year-old aspiring social media influencer who was reported missing after her fiancé returned from their van life excursion without her. On Sunday, human remains believed to be Petito's were found in a national park in Wyoming. An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow to confirm the identity. Now, it goes without saying that no family should ever have to endure that kind of pain. And the Petito family certainly deserve answers and justice. But the way this story has captivated the nation has many wondering, why not the same media attention when people of color go missing? Well, the answer actually has a name, missing white woman syndrome, the term coined by the late and great Gwen Ifill to describe the media and public fascination with missing white women like Lacey Peterson or Natalie Holloway, while ignoring cases involving missing people of color.
So let's just assume, and Mary and Jeff, we all know that Joy Reid has been a regular victim of hackers. So that may or may not have been her voice. Her voice may have been hacked.
Yeah.
But Mary, does she have a point here about missing white woman syndrome?
You know, you beat me to the whole hacking thing. Joy Reid has zero credibility. Zero credibility. For her to be talking about any kind of prejudice is very rich, considering her hacking escapades. You know, the FBI was on the case and apparently never found the people who hacked her. She's made anti- according to her, what she was hacked, apparently, weren't her comments, homophobic comments. I've heard this before. This is not the first time I've heard this, but this is what liberals do. This is what progressives do. They wake up every day looking for, you know, what's wrong with the world. And right now, white people are what's wrong with the world. Every shape, size, male, female, gender, whatever you happen to, all 37 genders, they're the problem with the world. If you never covered another missing white woman ever again, she would still say that it's unfair, that the whole thing is racist. That's just me. I just think this is ridiculous.
What say you, Jeff Kantz?
Well, I don't think Mary is alone on this one at all. I think she's spot on when it comes to Joy Reid and lack of credibility. And this is one of those stories. People are interested. We love true crime. Everybody loves true crime, and these stories pop up every once in a while. I don't honestly think there's anything racial about it, except for those people who are determined to make race the issue for anything and everything, from what you're going to have for breakfast or lunch to the missing young lady to, I don't know, space exploration, whatever it is. It's the one card in the deck, and unfortunately it's the race card, and that I think is really sad, because it takes away from legitimate concerns and honest discussions about issues.
Now, I will say this, though. I think she may have a point here. You know, whenever I'm sick, I watch Lifetime, and all of the storylines are about white women, you know, who are like victims of crime. And Jeff, let's be honest, it's all three of us like suddenly disappeared. They're going for Mary. That's it. That's the storyline. It's Mary Walter.
Well, because I am cuter. I mean, let's just face it. Everybody wants to know where the cute girl went.
No, exactly. But, you know, that wouldn't happen because you're a Jersey girl. You would beat the living crap out of them. So
they would return me. They would return me and give it, like, and pay money for them to take me back.
Oh, my word.
Now, Todd, I got to ask you a question, my friends. And you know what? I had friends of mine, Todd, who said that I was losing the man card. As they said, I love Lifetime. I love the Hallmark Channel because every story is exactly the same. And you go from point A to point B. It takes you 2 hours. There's nothing wrong with the world. We all know how it's going to end. Cute girl, cute guy, whatever it is. Everybody winds up happy and we all go and we can get a snack. You can leave in the middle. Don't be embarrassed. Don't watch it only when you're sick, Todd. Watch it when you're healthy, my friend. Stand up and be proud about it.
All I know, guys, is I'm not sure what's happening with the economy. Every year around Christmas time, a bookstore or a coffee shop in a small town is going belly up, and the only person that can save them is the person from the big city that comes back home.
See, this is the problem. Neither one of you should be watching this. You should watch, seriously, on the Learning Channel, which I'm not quite sure what we're learning. Well, I guess I know what I'm learning on the Learning Channel, is that people of all colors and all genders make really bad decisions when it comes to love. Because I watch 90 Day Fiancé, I watch Married at First Sight, I watch 90 Day Fiancé the Other Way, all of them. They should just rename those shows Americans Making Bad Decisions. And again, it's equal opportunity. So Joy Reid would love it because even people of color make horrible, horrible choices.
By the way, to that point, my remote broke. This was several years ago. My remote control broke and I was channel surfing and it landed. I don't know what the network was, but it was some program about saying yes to a dress. And it was just like 24 hours of just like marathon. So, you know, anybody needs help, you know, with a wedding dress, give me a holler. So
would you like I know we're going way off the ship is
so
taking a hard left turn
it.
Here, but can I just give you a fun fact about Say Yes to the Dress?
I'm in.
I was the very first Say Yes to the Dress bride before it was even a show. Hand to God, true. Got my dress at Kleinfeld's, and there happened to be an NBC News crew, NBC Nightly News there, because it's like the mecca to get your dress. And so I was there, and I went up calling them to find out when it was going to be on, and they wanted to know which dress I picked and everything. And then the producer calls me back and says, you know, we'd really like to just follow one person to make this a story. And I told them I was going back because I don't like the dress I picked. So when I went back the second time, the NBC News crew came with me and followed me choosing my dress. And I was on the NBC Nightly News at Kleinfeld's buying my dress.
Now, Grace Baker is just overjoyed right now, Mary.
She's so cool.
And you know what? You get insane service when you bring in an NBC News crew with you.
I'm sure you do.
That is true.
Now, I have to ask, Mary, were there any fisticuffs? Because, you know, Heidi she's a Boston girl. And where did she go? She went to Filene's Basement, which I don't think exists anymore. And they used to have fist fights I think some of them were Jersey girls, came up from Jersey to Boston. I want that dress. And every year there'd be some poor young lady who was getting married in about 3 weeks but had a black eye and was now missing a tooth because she tried to say yes to that dress a little too forcefully.
Wow.
Filene's Basement annual sale, for those of you who do not know, was an Olympic event. There was a sporting event. There were wrestlers who cried in fear in the corner over ladies ripping clothes out of each other's hands and punching them and ripping out, you know, weaves and the whole bit. It was insane and it was delicious all at the same time.
Now, since we've totally lost control of this conversation, I've got to tell y'all, Fox, when I was back at Fox, I had to do a live report from Macy's on the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
And so they actually set up a location, and I thought, it was hell. I had never seen such chaos. And I remember cracking up the anchor. We were live on the radio, and I tossed back to them, and I just wanted to give a locator, because you have to do that when you're in the business. You got to tell people where you're at. I said, reporting live from Ladies Unmentionables, you know, Todd Starnes, Fox News. And you could hear poor Dave Anthony just like stifling the laughter.
It's hilarious. All right. You know what? Is that online? Can I find that? Because I would pay to watch that.
Oh, it's got to be somewhere. I know I took a photograph. I was in ladies' handbags for the first tent, and I know there's a picture somewhere on the Facebook page. So, hey, I got to ask you guys about this story, though, that came out late last night. Nancy Pelosi horrified that border agents were using whips to attack illegal alien invaders. And apparently Pelosi and the entire White House press corps do not understand what the reins of a horse are for.
Go ahead, Jeff.
This come as a surprise to anybody that they're not familiar with how you properly ride a horse or how you deal with these issues? Wouldn't a bigger issue be, Todd, Mary, and I'm just spitballing here, but wouldn't a bigger issue be how did people from Haiti travel 3,000 miles to Mexico to try and enter the United States illegally? Seems to me that would be something that might come up in conversation.
You are my soulmate, Jeff. I have been asking this question forever. Who and none of them have ID, but they all have cell phones. How does this happen? How do they all lose their ID on the track, but they hang on to their iPhone? None of this is all a big scam. The Democrats know it. They're in on it. And the fact that Nancy Pelosi doesn't know what the reins of a horse are, I'm just not shocked. Like that, I just looked at that and went, of course, because that is not shocking in any way, shape, or form to me. They're all ignorant, but they're very smart because the game that they're playing, they're winning.
Now, Mary, I do want you to help us out here because Jeff Katz is going to be making his inaugural debut as a fill-in host on, was it Thursday, Jeff?
It's Thursday.
Yes, Mary, you're a veteran. Any advice, any guidance for Jeff?
Well, yeah, watch it because some new guy will come along and take your gig.
Oh, dear. Oh, boy.
Now, listen.
That's not good.
I would just like the record to reflect. I said no to the dress. I said yes to the bride. All right? Just so we're all clear on this.
Oh, jeez, Alou. No,
I'm totally kidding. No, you know what? It's a great audience. You're going to have a great time. Seriously, the audience is fantastic, super loyal. You're going to love it.
Awesome.
I am going to. I love it already. Are you kidding me?
All right, guys, they're making me take a break here, so we're going to have to leave it there. Mary Walter, Jeff Katz, great having you guys on. You're the best of the business.
Thanks so much for having me. Nice to meet you, Jeff.
Thanks so much.
Oh, my word. All right. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, welcome back to the Liberty University studio. And I got to tell you guys about Patriot Mobile. I just love these guys. I met the owners, a couple of months ago back in Dallas, Texas at the NRB gathering. And they took us out for dinner and just had a terrific time. You know, Grace, have you ever had one of those moments where you just, you know, you connect with people, you meet them for the first time and you feel like you've known them your whole life?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it is with our friends over at Patriot Mobile. Not only that, they know the best places to eat in Dallas, Texas.
That's very good quality.
Patriot Mobile, by the way, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. The only one, folks. So they not only share our beliefs, but they're doing something about it by donating a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. Folks, I made the switch. I hope you do, too. Patriot Mobile, use the promo code Todd, and you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot, by the way, a lot of people say, well, what about the coverage? What about the coverage? What about the coverage? No problem. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the exact same towers all the other carriers use, and they have plans to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts if you're a veteran or a first responder. Folks, switching incredibly easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. You'll see my face there, and click on my face, and you're going to get great discounts. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Again, you're going to get a great discount and free Premier activation, but you have to use my first name as a promo code. That's promo code Todd. Grace, what happened in that last segment? That was supposed to be a very serious segment.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
Completely off the rails.
That sucker went off the rails like 5 seconds in.
But I'm telling you, great trivia question about Mary Walter, though.
Yeah.
She was the first say yes to the dress person.
Exactly. That's pretty dang cool.
I gotta, there, you know, and again, I haven't watched that show since I was, I mean, my TV would not change channels.
So you're like, I'm never watching it again.
I'm like, oh my gosh, we were snowed in, there's in New York City, nothing to do, and you're just, oh, it's horrible. And I'm just going to be honest, Grace. Some of those people should have said no to the dress. I'm just saying.
And then they're like, they come in, they go, I want a pink and black wedding dress under $1,000. It's like, what?
It's like, what's wrong with you?
Why?
I mean, you can go down to Target or Walmart, and I'm sure they've got something very nice.
Exactly.
Right?
Or, you know, you have these women that come in, they're like, I don't have a budget. And it's like, they spend like $30,000 on a dress. I'm like, you could have bought a super nice car for that. Just
unbelievable.
Saying.
All right. But I will say this. It is interesting. We'll follow this story here out of Petito case. But Grace, it's just a weird case.
It's very weird. And I have a feeling it's only going to get weirder.
Yeah, the guy's he's on the run.
Yeah,
exactly. Or he was somebody's dinner in the swamp.
Gosh.
Or he could make it appear like he was somebody's dinner in the swamp and he's somewhere else. Death. This could be one of those stories that just goes on for a very long time.
True.
When I heard white van, I immediately thought about OJ.
Ooh.
Now, you are not old enough, but that was everybody. Well, Joy Reid. OJ Simpson. Oh, wait a second. The wife was white. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
But OJ, remember, it was unbelievable. Grace, the entire country, I believe the NBA, was it the NBA finals were happening when the car chase happened, and they actually cut in. So you had the basketball game going on, and then in the, no, they had the basketball game in the corner screen.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so, because everybody literally stopped what they were doing. And they said that pizza deliveries were off the charts during the chase. It was a crazy American moment. It was a great time to be alive to see that. I mean, it's a horrible story.
Of course.
But to see America just glued to the TV.
Yeah.
Nobody had Twitter. Nobody had the smartphones.
Nope.
None of that.
Now we have all this social media.
So what is it? Ryan Murphy's. What is that American crime story? They did the People versus OJ. You should watch that.
I think it's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. But they've got a new one now. They're sort of sanitizing the Monica Lewinsky's blue dress. So they're doing a whole series on Bill Clinton, having his way with the intern in the Oval Office.
But that's interesting.
Yeah, they're not showing much. They're trying to protect Bill Clinton here. I think he's coming across as a predator, but that's just me. And we haven't met Hillary yet on that. But anyway, all that to say, O.J. Simpson, it was insane. White van. And I immediately thought about that when I heard that this guy was driving around in a white van. Weird stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Weird stuff. All right. Got to take a break here. Congresswoman Nancy Mace coming up. Also, Franklin Graham is going to drop by. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Casting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
I'm in a good mood today, ladies and gentlemen, and I got to tell you why. I was reading an essay on a website called Medium. Now, Grace, is it safe to say this is a really a website for liberals or, pretty much lefties?
That's fair. Okay. I don't go on there too often.
Yeah, it's, it's just a bunch of whiny liberals, little pajama boy snowflakes, metrosexuals, the type. Anyway.
The man purse type.
Yes. That type. So I was reading an essay from a teacher who is just fed up. She's had it. She wants out. She wants to get out of here. You say, well, Todd, why is this good news? It's because of the reason why. I'm going to read through this, and I'm going to see if you, the brilliant audience of the Todd Stearns radio program, one of the smartest audiences in all of radio, if you pick up on the same thing I did. Here's the teacher. Her name, by the way, is Jessica Wildfire. And the headline, I'm a teacher, I'm about to quit. Here's why. The classroom isn't a safe space anymore. The MAGA students are getting worse. They've always complained about safe spaces. The classroom is supposed to be one. They don't like that. They've turned classrooms into one of the most dangerous places in the world. Imagine a bunch of people with different views and experiences all randomly thrown together in a room and asked to talk to each other while learning how to debate topics like abortion and global warming. Now let some of those students have guns and add a deadly virus. Well, that escalated quickly. My goodness. I've got a handful of straight-up MAGA blank holes in my class this year. They're anti-masking, anti-vaxxing conspiracy theorists. How bad are they? It's pretty terrible. They think kicking Trump off Twitter wasn't fair. They think the Texas abortion ban was a huge victory. They think liberals are panicking about the coronavirus. They think we're not executing enough criminals. Wow, what's wrong with that? Wow. They think slavery never happened. I call BS on that one. They hate my school's mask mandate. A few years ago, there was always one student you could not have a... This is the best part of it all, Grace. A few years ago, there was always one student that you could not have a reasonable debate with. Now, there's too many. They're dangerous. I've never felt threatened by students before, not on this level. Now they can actually hurt me just by breathing. That's my response to that.
I mean, as long as they brush their teeth.
Right.
It's okay.
I mean, if they have halitosis, I can understand where that would be a little uncomfortable.
Well, sure.
Give the kid a breath mint. A Tic Tac.
Yep.
Anyway, let me continue. I've never felt threatened by students before, not on this level. Now they can actually hurt me just by breathing. All they have to do is give me a breakthrough infection that I pass to my 3-year-old daughter. Oh, Lord, the woman's procreating. Oh, that's not good. In my darker moments, I think this is what some politicians want. They're turning their own voters into weapons. They'll send them unmasked and unvaxxed into my classroom, which they see as a liberal indoctrination center, to take me out. Well, darling, I hate to break it to you, but your classroom is a liberal indoctrination center. They'll also take out the students I care about, the ones I want to work with, who make the job worth it. Oh, those are the people, I guess, that have already been brainwashed by the leftist teacher. I'm teaching online now, but that can't last forever. I might get to teach online in the spring, but eventually I'll get sent back into the classroom where my state allows them to carry guns. Let me repeat that last part. My state allows anti-masking, anti-vaxxing students to bring guns to class. I'll never feel safe in a classroom. Now, if you're a liberal, if you're a leftist, what I just read to you is probably horrifying you. But this makes me happy, and I'll explain why. This tells me that moms and dads are doing their job, that moms and dads are teaching their kids right from wrong. They're teaching their kids to think, to use their brain. It tells me that these boys and girls are standing up to left-wing teachers inside the classroom, and the leftists can't handle it. And this teacher just laid it all out for us. Jessica Wildfire. I don't think that's her real name. But people like Jessica Wildfire, they can't handle debate. They can't handle the truth. And that's what has them terrified. I'm fairly certain there is no state in the country that will allow a child to walk into class with a gun. I don't know, there may be. But you know what? You know who is not shooting up the classrooms in America? It's not law-abiding gun owners. I'll tell you that much. So my take here on this is very clear. Something good is happening in this country. And I think enough parents over the pandemic where they got to see what their kids were learning every single day and were horrified and rightfully horrified. Those moms and dads are telling their kids, you push back, you fight back, you stand up for your constitutional rights. And it's got the liberal teachers going bonkers, bonkers, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm encouraged by this. I mean, we got a long way to go. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that all of you MAGA students out there are triggering teachers, that is a good thing in my book. And you do have a right to stand up and question this nonsense they're feeding you every single day. And if you get in trouble with your school for asking questions, then you contact us and we're going to expose these people. Because that's what this radio program is all about. All right, 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, we're going to check in with Franklin Graham on the road, Route 66. He's doing a series of religious meetings. They're having celebrations. Had almost 10,000 people at the launch, and he's going to be in, is it St. Louis tonight, Grace Baker? Is that right? So you folks in St. Louis, all right, get ready to go to church. That's what I say. And we'll be talking to Franklin a little bit later on today. Want to play a flashback for you. Let's not do that. I want to start with cut number 9. This is the mayor of San Francisco. Her name is London Breed. She was caught dancing and cavorting about a nightclub without a mask on, and she's catching holy you-know-what from that. Let's take a listen.
Okay, so just to be clear, I was sitting at my table, and when, I don't know about you and whether or not you know who Rafael Saadiq and Dwayne Wiggins are, but I don't know about you, but if you know who they are, I don't care where you're sitting. You're going to get up and start dancing. My drink was sitting at the table. I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And I wasn't thinking about a mask. Ooh. I was thinking about having a good time. And in the process, I was following the health orders. Not to mention the Chronicle reporter who walked up to me had no mask in sight. When I took a picture, as I do in any case or do an interview, yes, I take my mask off. When I want to take a picture, I'm vaccinated. I don't need to wear a mask and take a picture every single time. I don't want to. But at the same time, I'm being careful to not only protect myself and to protect other people. This is nitpicking. This is really unfortunate. And let me tell you, when the spirit moves you because you are watching history in the making, Bay Area royalty perform, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to turn around and look for where my mask is, or look to see and make sure I'm picking up a drink. I'm just going to let...
Woo, you go, girl. You go, girl. You got to let that spirit move, like Medea said. You got to let the spirit move.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory. Glory. So anyway, Mayor Breed is catching a little bit of flack here, and the reason why is very simple. Because she signed into law a very strict policy. It doesn't matter if you're vaccinated. It doesn't matter if you're filled with the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter because you have to wear a mask at all times, inside and outside. That's the rule. The rule, by the way, she came up with. But now the mayor is illustrating for all of the world to see that at the end of the day, the Democrats play by a different set of rules. So there you go. Mayor London Breed, she is filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
All right, 844-747-8868. Got to take a break. We're going to the phones. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
I want to give you an update on a story we told you about yesterday. You know, that rally over the weekend, the justice for the January 6th people. We told you ahead of time, this was something was just off about all of this. I don't see many people protesting at these things anyway, but it just seemed to me this was a setup designed to smear President Trump. And sure enough, they had a few dozen protesters, and they had hundreds of police officers there, a lot of FBI agents, and honestly, the FBI agents were dressed like protesters, and you could tell, you could spot them from a mile away. There was one guy that was arrested for having a weapon, and this is the new info. It turns out this guy was in fact a federal agent who was dressed in all black. And he had a badge and he had a gun. That's why you're not hearing much about this, is because it turns out that this guy was, in fact, an undercover federal cop. I'm telling you, the deep state is ruthless. It is ugly. And I know that you're supposed to trust the FBI. I don't trust them. And my recommendation to you, God forbid the FBI ever shows up at your front door. You tell them, you know what? You got to have a warrant. And number two, you got to talk to my attorney. Do not talk to the FBI. I don't think they can be trusted, at least not right now. They got to fix that, root that out. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Ernie in North Carolina, what's going on, Ernie?
You know, Todd, I was listening to that, you reading that letter from that teacher. What state would ever allow a student to carry a gun in the classroom? The answer is, as we both know, is none. But besides that, it was typical liberal woke claptrap. And I suggest to that lady that she leaves the job and does not let the door slam her backside on her way out.
Ernie, we've got a saying in Tennessee: don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Well, that's just as good as mine. But nevertheless, we don't need teachers like that. And maybe someone with some common sense and values will take her place.
Well, and that is why it is so important that we have schools like Liberty University in Virginia, Truett-McConnell University. They are churning out good, patriotic teachers who are teaching what they're supposed to be teaching instead of turning their classrooms into indoctrination centers.
Yes, sir, you're right about that, but you're talking about colleges. We're talking about most probably high school. You didn't say which, but I'm pretty sure that lady teaches.
Oh, no. Yeah, high schools, but again, these colleges need to start churning out good, decent teachers for, you know, grade school, middle school, and high school. That's what needs to happen.
You've got it. They turn out better teachers, and we won't have
exactly.
This kind of ridiculous indoctrination of our students.
That reminds me, Ernie, by the way, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. You've got to hear this audio. So now, apparently, and I don't think this is every LGBT school teacher, but they're coming out to their kids. Is this normal? Are you hearing about this in your local community school? Let's take a listen. This is a teacher who came out to her students.
So I just came out to my students. I've been wanting to do this for the past 2 years. Sorry, I'm like so emotional. And I just haven't had the courage to do it.
Get her a Kleenex.
Out of fear of just judgment, mostly from their parents. But I had these kids in fourth grade, and now I have them in sixth, and I'm sending them to middle school, and I love these kids so much, and I trust them, and they make me feel safe, and I know they love me, and it just felt right, and I did it, and it was so beautiful. They had so many questions, which
I loved. They wanted to learn, and they wanted to learn about me, and
what's
they were so eager, and a few of them clapped, which was so precious.
I want to be a lesbian. Unbelievable. Grace, are you okay?
Did you add that music in the background?
No, this was hers. This was from her TikTok.
I just was like thinking, why did she put it so? The music is so dramatic.
She said her children, her students made her feel safe. Grace, this lady is off her rocker.
She sounds like she needs to maybe talk to somebody that's not her students.
I mean, somebody ought to show up at the front door and bring her to a hospital so they can figure out what's wrong. But so she's telling her sixth graders she's a lesbian. Who thinks that is a good idea?
It's like, what's today's lessons, children? Well, can you imagine that lesson plan?
All right, little Susie, what did you learn in sixth grade today? Oh, well, no. We learned long-form division, and the teacher's a lesbian, and I think I want to be one, too. I want to be like the teacher. You know, this is the problem with our public education system, Grace.
One of many.
Is they have turned these classrooms. Again, I don't care if you're straight or gay. It's you do not have a right to expose children to your sex life. That is not what the public school classroom is for. And Grace, I'm sorry, but you do that outside of the classroom setting. That
sure.
You are very close, dangling, dare I say, very close to criminal activity and criminal behavior. So this has been going on far, far too long. Oh, and then you've got this gal. We think we're not sure this person thinks Jesus is non-binary. Take a listen.
This is an easy one. If you espouse to the idea that Jesus was born of a virgin birth, then Jesus could not have had male chromosomes. Therefore, Jesus had only female chromosomes and presented as masculine. So Jesus was non-binary. And in terms of male and female,
okay,
in Hebrew,
enough.
The word
I'm
that
sorry.
Was used
I just can't. I just can't. We need to clean house in our public school system. By the way, do we know? Have we been able to establish where that person is on the gender spectrum? Because I think the dude is a woman, but she's got a beard.
I'm very confused.
I just
and tattoos on the chest area.
I wasn't going to go there, but you know, again, folks, I'm telling you, this is nuts. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starr Show. I need a drink. Where's the Baptist martini? This week, we are going to be checking in on the big God Loves You tour, and they're traveling down Route 66. Our good friend Franklin Graham, and man, do they have some incredible speakers, some incredible musicians, and we're going to be talking to a lot of those folks throughout the week here. As Franklin Graham makes his way along Route 66, he is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Franklin, where are you guys?
We're in St. Louis, Todd, and getting ready to speak here in a couple of hours. We started up in the Chicago area in Joliet, and now we're in St. Louis, and we're making our way down the highway.
Franklin, I have to tell you, I watched the Joliet rally. Amazing. You guys had, almost 10,000 people there. I was somewhat disappointed that you didn't pull off like a Blues Brothers routine or something, you know, being in Joliet, an homage.
Well, I tell you, we're still in a pandemic, Todd. People are afraid. People are scared. I think that a lot of people are questioning, where is God? Has he turned his back on us? Is he judging us? And I want people to know that God loves us and that he sent his son from heaven to this earth to take our sins, that he died on a cross for our sins and shed his blood for our sins, was buried. But on the third day, God raised him to life. And I want people to know how they can have a personal relationship with God through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. So this God Loves You tour, even though we're in the middle of a pandemic, people, I think, are searching and they're hungry to know the truth. And the truth is that God loves us.
Franklin, I'm curious about the theme, traveling along Route 66. It's a historical route, and of course, there's a great TV show back in the day. I'm sure that's going to bring back fond memories for a lot of folks, too.
Well, you know, Route 66, a lot of people in the 20s and 30s, 40s and 50s, even into the 60s, traveled Route 66, leaving the Midwest, going to California, looking for their dreams. Just thinking, if I can just get to California, we can make everything right. And so there were hundreds of thousands of people who traveled this road looking for a better life. And I want people to know that they don't have to look any further, that Jesus Christ is the answer to their life's questions. And if they put their faith and trust in him, he'll guide them and direct them. And they don't need to be running to California or somewhere else. The Route 66 is historical, but it goes through the heart of America. And I think it's important that we touch the heart of America today. This is the hope of America, is in the heartland. Our big cities and California and places like that, we've lost them. But the heartland of America is where I think the true America is today.
Oh, I think this is exciting. And again, you're in St. Louis today, or tonight rather, Springfield, and then Oklahoma City, all the way you conclude the tour in California at San Bernardino. I'm curious to know what the response has been initially in Joliet. Were you surprised by the turnout?
Absolutely. I was not only surprised by the turnout, but I was surprised when I gave an invitation to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We had a huge response of people that stood to confess their sins, to repent, and by faith believe on the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm trusting that tonight God will do the same, and each stop along the way.
Well, I think it's pretty terrific. You've got a great bus with the logo, the Route 66 Revival. And folks, there's some great stories, not only on our website, but also billygraham.org. Franklin, when you look at what's happening in the country, and it's just chaos right now in the culture, whether it's what's happening at the border, what's happening overseas in Afghanistan. And I think a lot of people are just very, very concerned about where we are in the country right now.
And rightfully so, Todd. Our country is in a mess. But my hope is not in Washington. My hope is in God. The only hope for this country is God. The politicians aren't going to be able to save this country, turn it around. We're just in a mess. But at the same time, God instructs us to pray for those that are in authority. And I think it's important that we pray for President Joe Biden. We pray for those that are in Washington, that are in authority, that God would somehow turn their hearts and that they would turn their hearts back to him. And what we've done is our politicians have turned their back on God. And we need God's help. There's no way America can make it into the future without God. We are just sliding so quickly toward the abyss. The only hope is God.
All right. The event is tonight at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. That's in Madison, Illinois, folks. And you need to bring your own chair and your own blanket if you're gonna show up tonight. And you guys, Franklin, one of the things that, and this is something that your dad did. He always had, like, the great musicians, great Christian artists that were out there performing. Who do you guys have traveling with you?
Well, I've got the Newsboys with me, but I also got Marcus Witt, and he is very well known in the Spanish-speaking church world. So throughout all of Latin America, here in this country, the Spanish-speaking churches know Marcus Witt. So we're trying on this tour to reach out in a very big way to the Hispanic community. We want the Hispanic community to come and be a part of it. So we got the Newsboys, Marcus Witt, and then Marcus Witt and the Newsboys play together, and then they do also separately. But Dennis Agajanian is with me. And it's just, we got a lot of music, and it's a lot of fun. And I hope people come and come early, get a good seat.
I love it. And by the way, folks, if you'd like information, GodLovesYouTour.com is the website, and they have all of the tour dates, GodLovesYouTour.com on the website. Well, Franklin, we're excited for you, and I know a lot of our listeners are going to be praying for the rally tonight and for the coming days, because ultimately, as you said, this is what is going to change America.
Absolutely. We need God's help. We need to call upon him, because we don't have a whole lot of time, Todd, I don't believe. And things are changing so quickly. And I believe if we call on God and he'll turn from our sins, put our faith and trust in him, and his son, Jesus Christ, he'll hear. And he can turn this country around.
Amen. Amen. Well, Franklin, we're going to let you get back to it. Safe travels out there on the roadway. And I think you'll be able to hit a couple of stretches where you can hit 70, 75 on the interstate. But you got to watch that speed limit. A couple of
Yeah, you got to be careful. They got a few traps out there.
They'll even ticket Franklin Graham. So. All right, Franklin, good talking to you.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Franklin Graham, ladies and gentlemen, GodLovesYouTour.com. What a fun thing. If you have never been to a Franklin Graham rally, I remember as a kid growing up, went to a Billy Graham rally here in Memphis and one in Atlanta. Just unbelievable, the fellowship and the joy. We have a photograph up on our website, and we took it from the Joliet, Illinois rally just a few nights ago. And one of the things that really struck me was how diverse the audience was. In other words, there were blacks and whites and Hispanics, everybody worshiping together. This is the way you unify the country. It's through our faith in God. And this is why the Democrats want to shut down our churches, because they know that is the ultimate solution to what's wrong with the country. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, let's get right to the phones. 844-747-8868. What did that mean, 68? It's been a long day.
I was going to say, it's been a busy day. You're just getting a little tongue twisted.
Yeah,
it's
okay. It happens every now and again. Let's go to Matt, North Carolina. Matt, what's going on?
Hello, Todd. Excuse me while this car goes by. I don't know. I have it on the speakerphone. Okay, he's gone. Ernie from North Carolina pretty much spoke my piece for me about Jessica Wildfire, which you pointed out. First of all, it's a fake name. Second of all, no students are allowed to carry guns in class. And third of all, I think she needs a little help mentally and relief from her job, if that's what she believes. Or she's one of those liberals that call shows you inform me about just to bother you. What's your opinion, sir?
Well, I think I shared my piece on this, Matt. I believe that teachers like Miss Wildfire, whatever the heck her name is, they need to be removed from the public school classroom. And if they want to retire, resign, hey, good luck to you. Quite frankly, they need to be working at, I don't know, Trader Joe's, or maybe one of these organic coffee bars. Maybe that's their jam. Crazy. But we got to get them out of the classroom. Got to do that. Matt, thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. Want to play some audio from CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. This is CNN calling out Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Cut 17, please.
As you are looking at these scenes, and you were there, is this a crisis?
Let me share with you quite clearly. It is heartbreaking to see, because what we are seeing is vulnerable individuals having been deceived by smuggling in, organizations and misinformation take the perilous journey north when we have been quite clear that it will not be successful, and that is not what they should do. It is heartbreaking to see these individuals. It is a human tragedy, and we are addressing it as best we can on under the laws that we are employing now.
This is something we haven't seen before. This camp inside of the United States with thousands of people. What is the reticence to call something that is so clearly a crisis a crisis?
I call it a heartbreaking situation, a tremendous challenge.
All right. I bet it is. By the way, we have an update for you. So this bus, there was a bus filled with illegals on its way to Brownsville, Texas from Del Rio. The illegals were able to overtake the staff and they escaped from the bus. But now we understand they have been recaptured. And now the governor of Texas wants them all charged with some sort of a crime. And he wants them arrested and thrown in jail. Also, this is the reporting of Fox News. All you folks in Florida, Ron DeSantis country, pay attention. Turns out that the illegal aliens from Haiti have been sent to the Del Rio airport and they're waiting for flights to Florida. So you that's a special present courtesy of President Joe Biden. That's what that is. By the way, the illegals did not say who paid for their airline tickets. Anybody want to take a wild gander at who paid? I've got a pretty good idea. So look, later on this evening, we are going to be awaiting a second whistleblower video drop from Project Veritas. And folks, all I can tell you is be very careful. You know, if you're not happy with your first opinion, get a second opinion. And make sure the first and the second opinion are not the guy down at the Walmart or the feed store. All right, get a medical opinion from somebody you trust. But something is just not right about these vaccines. I think they were rushed, and I suspect that we're going to be looking back on this period of time in American history years from now and realizing that many, many, many people, probably more people, will have died from the vaccine than have died from the China virus. So again, I want to play some audio for you. This is from Project Veritas, the whistleblower, talking about the fact that they are covering up, the government is covering up these side effects from the vaccine. Cut number 7, please.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got brewing myocarditis.
Yes.
Now, probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
Well, very disturbing. And they say that part two is just as disturbing. And we can only imagine what that is. But thank goodness that this nurse came out. And by the way, she's not anonymous. We know who she is. We know what she looks like. We've got the video from Project Veritas. So we'll see how all of this plays out. But it is not good. And all of you folks out there that are being pressured to not only get yourself vaccinated, but also to get your kids vaccinated, you need to do your homework. You need to do your homework. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. 877-847-8868. If you want information on the God Loves You Tour, we just had Franklin Graham on, folks asking about that. Again, you can find the story up on our website, toddstearns.com. That's toddstearns.com. Oh, by the way, this in from New York City. They're going to start conducting weekly China virus tests in the classroom. That's weekly China virus tests in the classroom, with or without parental permission. This was the deal that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio made with the city's teachers' unions. You know, that's always going to end up badly when you go along with the unions. But de Blasio says the changes follow the CDC guidelines and will keep students from missing classroom time. What a mess that is. So, folks, the fight continues. You say, Todd, where is all of this going? I would draw your attention to what's happening in Australia right now. And what you ought to do is go onto Twitter and just type into your search function the word Australia, Melbourne, and see what happens. You will see that Australians are fighting back by the tens of thousands. They have been, folks, if you think it's bad here, it is probably 100 times worse there, where they are literally putting people into encampments and quarantine facilities. They're telling people they're not allowed to drink booze. They're telling people where they can and cannot go. As a matter of fact, construction workers went out on strike after they were ordered this week to get the China virus vaccine. So now nothing is getting built, and you have hundreds, if not thousands, of construction workers in the streets of Melbourne, Australia. I would encourage you, check out, just again, put Australia into your search function, and you'll see all the videos. Pretty crazy stuff going down. All right, been a great show today, folks. We've got Senator Rand Paul coming up tomorrow. Also, don't forget, big Faith and Freedom Celebration, true at McConnell University. Join us on Friday. You can find that info out at toddstearns.com as well. Be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.